Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Keeping cows comfortable is job number one on dairy farms this summer, as cows are far less tolerant of heat than they are of cooler weather.
So we do have to help them deal with it. Just like we need air conditioning, we would provide cows with sprinklers to help cool them and help with evaporative cooling while they're eating, and provide them with fans so that they can cool off.
UK Extension Dairy Specialist Jeffrey Bewley on cow comfort, which is a topic for farm tours July 29 and 30 in Taylor, Greene, and Adair counties, part of the Kentuckiana Dairy Exchange, hosted jointly by UK and Purdue. Here, Bewley on some other amenities farmers have installed.
They've also added waterbeds to their barns for the cows to lay on, and a comfortable option for them to rest. They've added a new electronic system that tells them when it's time to breed the cows, and then also identifies when cows are sick by identifying when the cow's eating a little bit less.
And on the income picture, farmers are a little more comfortable in recent months.
Yes, this is a good year for dairy. It's about time, really. It's been a few rough years, so it's really nice to see milk prices are up somewhat and feed prices have come down, so it's providing a nice opportunity for dairy farmers to catch up after quite a few kind of rough years, and it's nice to see some optimism again.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
UK Dairy Extension Specialist Jeffrey Bewley says the July 29 and 30 exchange features tour stops at five top dairy farms. There's also an evening dinner guest speaker this year, Dr. Nicola Blackie from the UK. That other one, the United Kingdom, where she's a researcher and dairy science instructor at Riddle College.
She's going to come talk to us about the dairy industry in England and also about some work that she's been doing regarding managing lameness in dairy cattle. So it's really a nice opportunity to hear a perspective from somebody in another part of the world about the dairy industry.
Anyone interested needs to pre-register by July 15 through a county extension office or online.
It will probably actually be easier to find it through Google or another web browser or web searcher, and just search for Kentuckiana Dairy Exchange 2014.
Sounds like a great opportunity. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on Farm Bureau Radio Network.